the way I look at it is this county commission set up the sewer district and to be the sewer entity in the county, so it's most logical to go to the sewer district. Another way to do this would be to just relinquish that from the city and leave it open, and that would be like every other area in the unincorporated part of the county. But for whatever reason, back in the early 2000s, the city thought they were going to grow out there, so they wanted to kind of, you know, get their hands around that, which is reasonable. Cities do that. They think they're going to grow out to a certain area. They wanted that designation, and they were granted it by the county and the district.
So, when the county has taken over other sewer districts, how does the agreement read? Is it between them taking over and the sewer district and the county?
No, the county's not party to it at all.
On the other district.
That's right. You all provide funds to do the projects. The sewer district executes an agreement with the HOA or whatever little sewer entities out there that we're doing a project with and accepting ownership of. And we put a contingency in all our contracts that say if sewer sales tax becomes not available, then you know, we can step away. But that's not been a problem. We've always came to the commission and asked for those dollars to complete those projects and connect those little systems up and improve them as necessary.
And then it goes back to what I was talking about in the first meeting. What I'm hearing out there is we are the elected, they're not. So if the citizens or people decide that there's something going on that they don't like, they can't unelect them. And those are the problems I'm hearing in the public as far as we are the representation of who they elect. Or we are who they elect for their representation. And so they want us to still maintain that ability to, hey, the ownership is in the county, not in the district's name. And for multiple reasons. Sewer tax, representation, and those types of things. Those are the concerns I've heard.
And I've not been given those concerns. I've not had that many reply to me from there. They're hoping that the sewer district will take it over so that they know they have no more worries.
You're talking about the HOA. I'm talking about citizens.
I'm talking about the individuals that live there, homeowners.
Right, and I'm talking about citizens countywide.
Okay,
not just
the HOA.
It's countywide money, and we represent countywide. We don't just represent that HOA.
Yeah.
Of course they want it. It's going to be cheaper. It's going to fix the problems. So they want the government to come in and help. Everybody's a good Republican until it's something that they want.
Well, I think that's
and then all of a sudden they're, well, okay, government, come help us out.
I think the ammonia level is what I understand is a major problem, but they are under enforcement.
They're under enforcement, yeah.
Because of the unable to...
I'm not saying that we shouldn't take it over. I'm just saying we need to be careful on who the designation goes to, whether it be district or county.
I thought the reason we had the sewer board and the sewer district was because they are, in the sales tax money, that they are qualified, and that's their expertise. It's not mine, and as long as they are fulfilling their duties, according, they are inspected.
But if they ever don't, there is no possible way for it to be taken care of because they are not elected. We are the ones that are elected. If you don't want that responsibility, then that's fine.
I should mention, and just remind you all that you get a board appointment every year.
Yes.
It's a five-year board appointment.
It is a five-year term.
And you and I both know what happened at the end of a commissioner's term whenever... And that individual was on there for 5 years. And there was nothing that anybody could do about it. Every 2 years, there's a new election.
I don't see what the controversy is. I'm
just doing my job representing who I represent, which is the people. I know you guys do as well. The concerns that I've heard is giving too much power to an individual, not to an individual, excuse me, to an entity that is not elected. Those are the concerns I'm hearing.
That's how our board was set up by state statute.
I understand that, but it wasn't set up to... It's how your board was set up. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to own certain things. So your board was set up to run and operate, not to necessarily own.
That's not true.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't...
That's not true. You need to go read our 204 law sometime.
Our county commission does appoint board members on the sewer board. And yes, we appoint them for the 5-year term. There are 5-member board, is that correct?
Okay.
5-member board. And we appoint them, and I feel certain we do our due diligence to feel that it's a good appointment for the county, and that it's a diverse board. And use the word oversee. We don't control that board in any way, but we approve all of the sales tax money that comes through that each project. And if at any time I feel that we see a board member, or you've got a 5-member board, if one of those board members is not performing correctly to the interest of Taney County, of the sewer sales tax, you've got 4 other members there, and that stays on that way. If one member is believed to not be performing in the best interest of the people of Taney County, when that member comes up, the commission that is elected by the people cannot reappoint that board member, and so forth, on down the line. I would hate to think that we would have 3 of those board members that would not at one time work in the best interest of the people of Taney County they're serving. So I really don't see a problem, and I don't see a problem. Did I miss something? Unless there's any more discussion, I'd make a motion to approve the addendum to the amended sewer sales tax and inclusive territorial agreement between the Taney County Regional Sewer District, the City of Branson, and Taney County.
I'll second the motion. Any further discussion?
I can't go along with it as it's currently written. So.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Did you guys know about that agreement to anything until I brought it up?
No, sir.
I didn't either until this morning, until I called a party those and to it. So those are the types of things that I don't like.
Pardon?
Those are the types of things that I don't like. Why wasn't that told to us from the very beginning?
We'll get a copy of that and put it in the file with this agreement. I think we shared that, and that would be my suggestion. And I understand they have a meeting tomorrow, and that the email we got. And let me see. Their meetings are at 8:30, I think, or 9. I will try to just be an observer at their meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Court orders.
Good morning, Commission. This morning I've got personal property paid abatements. Abatement number is 300294, 300295, 300296. On the ones ending in 294, taxpayer came in the office, claimed he traded the vehicle, the 2014 vehicle for a 2016 and 2015, and and the taxpayer did not claim the 2014 on the Ford, did not claim the 2014 Dodge Ford 2016, but did not get it taken off. There are scans and documentation showing backup documentation for it.
I don't have any problems. And the other two are just did not auto-depreciate?
The other two did not auto-depreciate. They're both the same vehicle, same person and everything.
You guys have any questions on those?
No, I don't. But I just wonder how it's not in his assessment form. How does that get on there then? How does a vehicle get on the tax bills? It's not in the assessment form.
2014.
It would have been on there the year before.
I reviewed this Friday. I'm a little foggy, to be honest with you. Uh-huh. But the 2014, if memory serves me right, was on there previous.
Yeah. The year before, and he traded it.
Traded it off.
And he doesn't put it on the assessment for the next year.
Correct. And does we, it? We failed it.
It's just probably just a clerical error or something.
Yeah,
you have to actually, I'm just wondering, that comes from ignorance and not knowing. Do you have to actually each year take that off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Labels Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 4/15/2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say. Thank you all.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Customer Service Agreement, Republic Services, number 19020RB. Letter dated April 11, 2019 from the Commission's attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the customer service agreement by and between the Republic Services vendor and Tane County.
Just like a continuation of an existing, like a one-year renewal?
Correct.
Move to approve the customer service agreement between Republic Services and Tane County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement. Dewey Wood.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Tane County and Dewey Wood.
Second.
And second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Dale Avenue right-of-way easement, Department of Army, number 18-131RB.
I've got some questions on it. On page 3, which should be the letter to Mr. Schofield, in the third paragraph, it is for a 25-year term. Then you go to page 5, it says it's granted for 10 years, beginning on March 7, 2019. So is there a typo or... I mean, which one do we go with, the 25 or the 10?
We didn't see that in time to call him. Have they been contacting them? Normally, they're giving us 25 years on, like, all the parts and stuff. I think we need to find that out before we
If you look at the